Hello, Radioland. This is WCOM LP Chapel Hill 103.5 Chapel Hill and Carrboro. Support for WCOM comes from the Cary Playwrights Forum. It's 9 o'clock on a Tuesday night, so it must be time for the Cary Playwrights Forum Radio Hour. I'm your host, Christian O'Neill. If you enjoy this show or any show on 103.5, you can donate to us to WCOM online at www.wcomfm.org. The Cary Playwrights Forum is hosting its very first radio play contest. We have the winner selected. We're just looking for voice actors and we're looking for directors. And to get you in the mood, we have here tonight original radio plays that the Marx Brothers did back in the 1930s. A lot of this material will later be used in films such as Duck Soup. And a lot of other films will start to feed into this radio series as well. But anyway, we're here and we're going to reenact some of the original Marx Brothers radio plays called Flywheel, Shyster, and Flywheel. The curtain is rising on the offices of Beagle, Shyster, and Beagle, attorneys at law. That's Miss Stemple on the switchboard.
Law offices of Beagle, Shyster, and Beagle. No, Mr. Beagle isn't in yet. He's in court. Thank you. Beagle, Shyster, and Beagle. No, Mr. Beagle's in court. I expect him any minute. Okay. Good morning, Mr. Beagle.
Never mind that. Get President Hoover on the phone. There's a picture of me in the police station, and it doesn't do me justice. It makes me look like my father. In fact, it is my father. Never mind calling the president, just find out what the reward is.
Mr. Beagle, I've got some letters for you to sign.
Not now, not now. I've had a big day in court.
What was the case?
Disorderly conduct, but I think I'll get off. If it weren't for me and my own arrest, I'll never get a case. Any calls?
Yes, your creditors have been calling all morning. They said they're tired of phoning and that something will have to be done.
All right, we'll do something. We'll have the phone taken out.
Okay.
Your salary is now raised to $10.
Thank you, Mr. Beagle.
It's nothing at all. Say, how about lending me that 10 until payday?
I haven't a penny.
Who's asking for a penny? I'm going to my office now. If the phone rings, don't answer it. It may be a wrong number.
Come in.
Hello, my name's Emmanuel Rovelli. Is the boss in?
He's busy. You have your card?
Sure, but I take another one. I want to see the boss.
What do you want to see him about?
Well, you see, I want to get the divorce.
Mr. Bagel's a very busy man. I'll have to fill out a report. You want a divorce? Let's see. Any children?
Sure, 6, maybe 7. I know C very good. Wait, let me see. There's a Tony, there's a Josie, there's a Pasquale, there's a Angelino, there's a Jake. No Jake. Jake, that's the kid next door. You see, I get them all mixed up and... then we gotta have the new little baby.
How long have you been married?
Oh, lady, I'm not married. My brother, he is married.
Oh, he wants a divorce.
Oh, no, he no want a divorce. He likes his wife. He's happy, but I think he's a little bit crazy.
You mean you want him to divorce his wife just because you don't like her?
No, lady, I like her. She a nice gal, but she's not a very good cook.
Does your brother complain?
No, he's no complain. He's satisfied. He eats out.
Why don't you eat out?
Well, you see, I can't afford it. I no got a job.
Why don't you get a job?
All right. Never mind the divorce. I take a job.
I'll have to speak to Mr. Beagle. Where can I get a hold of you?
I don't know, lady. You see, I'm very ticklish.
I mean, where do you live?
I live with my brother.
Just take a seat. I'll call Mr. Beagle. Mr. Beagle!
Well, did you get that $10?
There's a man out here who wants to talk to you about a job.
Tell him I'll take it, but I won't work for less than $20 a week.
You misunderstood. He wants a job here.
Oh, he wants a job. I think I can put him to work.
I don't want to work. I just want a job.
How about references?
Oh, that's all right. You don't need no references. I like your face.
And I like your face. If it is a face. Say... you look exactly like a fellow I used to know by the name of, Emmanuel Rovelli. Are you his brother?
I am Emmanuel Rovelli.
You are Emmanuel Rovelli.
I'm Emmanuel Rovelli.
No wonder you look like him, but I still insist there's a resemblance.
Hey, we no speak about money.
Well, that suits me fine. If you promise not to say anything about it, I won't mention it either.
All right, but I got to have more money.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you $6 a week, and you can bring your own lunches.
Well...
I'll go even further than that. I'll give you $6 a week, and you can bring lunch for me, too.
$6 a week. Six... Hey, boss, I can't live on $6 a week.
You can't live on $6 a week? That'll make me very happy. You're hired.
When do I start?
Well, it's 1 o'clock now. If you start now, you can be back here at 3 with a lunch. You can bring me a tomato sandwich on white bread.
I no got white bread, but I can give you rye.
All right, then I'll take a quart of rye.
I'm sorry, but I'm wearing them.
You're wearing a quart of rye?
Yes, my corduroy pants.
Say, why don't you get double pneumonia?
I don't need it. I'm a single man.
Have you had any experience?
You bet. For 15 years, I'm a musician.
Oh, you're a musician. What do you get for an hour?
Well, for playing, I get $10 an hour.
What do you get for not playing?
$12 an hour.
That's more like it.
Now, for rehearsing, I make a special rate, $15 an hour.
What do you get for not rehearsing?
Oh, you couldn't afford it. You see, if I no rehearse, I no play, and if I no play, that runs into money.
What would you want to run into an open manhole?
Just the cover charge.
We'll drop in sometime.
Sure.
I guess we cleaned that up.
No, we no clean that up. Now, let's see how we stand. Yesterday, I didn't come in. That cost you $15. Today, I did come in.
That's $20 you owe me.
Tomorrow, I leave. That's worth
a
about...
$1 million, but let's not quibble over money. I offered you $6. I'll raise you $2.
You raising me $2? I'll raise you $3.
I call you. What do you got?
I got aces up. What do you got?
I've got a notion to throw you out of my office.
All right, I take it.
Beagle, Shyston, Beagle. Oh, hello, Charlie. Call me back. There's someone coming in.
My name is Edgar T. Jones. I want to see Mr. Beagle.
He's in his office. Walk right in.
Thank you. How do you do, Mr. Beagle? A friend of mine told me you were a good lawyer.
Oh, you just think he's a friend of yours. Sit down. Have you got a couple of cigars?
No, sorry.
Well, why don't you send up for some? If you got a quarter, I'll go myself.
Why, I'd like to talk to you. I'm having trouble with my wife.
You are? Well, I'm having trouble with my wife, too, but you don't see me going around bragging about it. Hmm. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Miss Temple, show this gentleman the door. On second thought, never mind the door. He saw it when he came in.
But, Mr. Beagle, I came to you for advice. Let me tell you a story. My wife is in love with another man, and...
Yeah, that's not a bad story. The boys are all repeating it all around the club. And let me tell you one. There are two traveling men named Pat and Mike.
You don't understand. I'm looking for evidence against my wife.
Well, why didn't you say so? Let me look at my law book. There we are. Here it is. The case of Emery T. Gribble against the Lehigh and Western Railroad. Of course, the Lehigh is just a short road. It's only Lehigh to a grasshopper.
But Mr. Beagle, that's a railroad law book.
Well, what's wrong with it? It's got 800 pages and it's as clean as a whistle. If I had a whistle, I'd show you.
But I'm suing my wife.
Is that any reason why I should have to buy another law book? Why don't you sue a railroad? A railroad's got more money than your wife. And besides, the railroad won't ask for alimony.
Please, Mr. Beagle, I don't want to argue. I'm tired, nervous, run down and...
Run down? Say, now we've got a case. Were you run down by a railroad?
Mr. Beagle, you try my patience.
I don't mind if I do. You must come over and try mine sometime. I'm putting up a new batch.
Batch? What batch?
The batch of my pants. That's some joke, huh? But that's a mere trifle. As I understand it, what you really want is someone to shadow your wife. I've got just the man for you. My new assistant, Emmanuel Ravelli. He looks like an idiot and talks like an idiot. But don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot. You and Ravelli will have a lot in common.
Mr. Beagle, my time is valuable. Let me give you the facts. I married my wife secretly.
You married her secretly? You mean you haven't told her about it? No wonder she runs around with other men.
Mr. Beagle, we must get this divorce. I want your assistant, Mr. Ravelli, to follow my wife.
One thing at a time. Let's get the divorce first, and then we can all follow your wife.
Please get your assistant. I want to give him a description of my wife.
Well, very well, Mr. Jones.
If that's the way you feel about it, I'll call him. Ravelli! Ravelli! Miss Dimple, wake up Ravelli! Miss Dimple, will you wake up Ravelli? Mr. Jones, will you kindly go in and wake up Miss Dimple and leave a call for me at 9?
Here I am, a boss. Are you calling Ravelli?
See here, I don't like you sleeping on the company's time.
I don't like sleeping on it either. Why don't you buy me a bed?
Ravelli, I want you to meet Mr. Jones.
All right, where should I meet him?
Mr. Ravelli, I'm very happy to make your acquaintance.
I don't know what he's talking about.
He means he's very happy to know you, but he's probably crazy.
Mr. Ravelli, I've been trying to tell Mr. Bagel that as much as I regret to say it, my wife is not all that she should be. She's going around with other men.
Hey, you think is she like me?
I can see that you two boys have a lot to talk over. Besides, I have a director's meeting right across the street in the pool room. So, if you'll excuse me, I'll scram.
Pool room? Mr. Beagle, it strikes me that things aren't done here in a very business-like way. In the middle of a conference, you go out and play pool?
I've got to go out. I can't play pool here. There's no table. Good day, gentlemen.
Well, Mr. Ravelli, as long as you're going to trail my wife, I think I ought to describe her to you. She's medium height and... Oh, but never mind, I've got a photograph of my wife with me. Ah, there. There you are, Mr. Ravelli.
Hey, that's a fine. All right, I take a dozen.
I'm not selling them.
You mean I get it for nothing?
Of course.
All right, then I take 2 dozen.
One picture ought to be enough for present. Now, Mr. Ravelli... There is one man my wife has been paying a particular attention to. I'm counting on you to find out who he is. Do you think you can do it?
Sure, you leave him to me. I found out who the man is was with your wife, and I find out quick.
Really? How are you going to do it?
Well, first I put on the disguise.
Yes.
Then I get the bloodhound.
Yes.
Then I go to your house.
Yes.
Then I ask your wife.
Law offices of Beagle, Shyster, and Beagle. No, Mr. Beagle isn't in yet, but I expect him any moment. Oh, hello, Mr. Jones. I didn't recognize your voice. Yes, Mr. Ravelli is still trailing your wife. But it hasn't been long. Just 2 weeks. We expect Mr. Ravelli in the office this morning. He says he's got some news. Okay, I'll tell Mr. Beagle you'll be in. Goodbye. Good morning, Mr. Beagle.
Any new clients, Miss Dimple?
No, sir.
No clients. Whenever I leave you in charge, there's no business. Yesterday, I stuck around, and you know what happened? We had a big day.
Yesterday was a big day?
Certainly. Didn't I sell the carpet?
Why,
And Miss Dimple, before I forget, call Ravelli and tell him to make sure he didn't oversleep.
But he phoned and said he was coming right in.
In that case, I'm going right back to the pool room.
But Mr. Jones is on his way here to talk to you about his divorce.
That's all he ever wants to talk to me about. I'm getting pretty sick of it, too.
But Mr. Beagle, that's your business.
Well, I wish he'd keep his nose out of my business.
Shh, someone's coming in. I think it's Mr. Jones. How do you do, Mr. Jones? How do you do, Mrs. Dimple? Morning, Mr. Beagle. Any news about my divorce?
Divorce, divorce, divorce. You gonna start that again? Listen, Jones, can I sell you a ticket to the fireman's ball? It's a $5 ticket, and it's yours for $1.50.
Why, this is last year's ticket.
I know it is, but they had a better show last year.
Mr. Beagle, when will I find out about my divorce case?
See here, Jones, don't change the subject. What about that ticket?
I don't like to appear impatient, Mr. Beagle, but your assistance was supposed to bring in some evidence against my wife.
Hey, who's calling Ravelli? Here I am.
Mr. Ravelli, I'd like to get the results of your investigation. Have you been trailing my wife?
Sure, just like a bloodhound. Hey, you remember when you gave me that picture of your wife?
Yes.
Well, I start right out, just like a bloodhound. I tell you, in an hour, even less than an hour.
Yes?
I lose the picture.
See, there you are, Mr. Jones. He did all of that in only 1 hour.
Ravelli, didn't you shadow my wife?
Sure, I shadow her all day.
What day was that?
Shadow day. I went right to your house.
What did you find out?
I found your wife out.
Then you wasted an entire 2 weeks?
Oh, no. Monday, I shadow your wife. Tuesday, I go to the ball game. She don't show up. Wednesday, she go to the ball game. I don't show up. Thursday was a doubleheader. We both no show up. Friday, it rain all day. There's no ball game, so I go fishing.
Well, what's that got to do with my wife?
Well, I know a catcher no fish, but I catch your wife.
You caught my wife with a man?
Sure.
Who was he?
I don't want to say.
I insist you tell me the man's name.
I don't want to tell.
Listen, Jones, my assistant isn't the type of fellow who'd bandy a man's good name in public.
For the last time, gentlemen, who was the man?
Come clean, Ravelli. Who was the man with his wife?
All right. You are making me tell. I tell you, Mr. Jones, the man with your wife was my boss, Mr. Beagle.
This is an outrage. My attorney is going out with my wife?
What do you mean, outrage? Don't you think I'm good enough for her?
I'm getting a new attorney.
I don't suppose we can get a new client.
Good day.
Ravelli, you did noble work. You can have the rest of the year off. And if you never come back, I'll give you a bonus.
Well, boss, there's something I want to tell you.
Go right ahead. I'm not listening.
You want I should have never come back?
In a word, yes.
All right, boss, if I make you a proposition. If you want I should never come back, I gotta have more money.
Ravelli, it's worth it.
Law offices of Flywheel, Shyster, and Flywheel. Yes, I know that used to be the name of the firm, but the boss got a divorce and changed his name back to Flywheel. You want to speak to Mr. Ravelli? He's not in now, ma'am. Mr. Flywheel's here. Do you want to talk to him? Oh, you don't want to speak to Mr. Flywheel.
Who doesn't want to speak to Mr. Flywheel? Give me that phone. I'll show her a thing or two. Hello? So, madam, you don't want to speak to me? No, this isn't Ravelli. This is Flywheel. F like in flywheel, L like in fly, Y like in flywheel, wheel like in wheel cutlet, and fly like in milk. Now, you still want to speak to Ravelli. Listen, madam, I'll have none of your lip, but I'll take an ear of corn. Goodbye. Ms. Dimple, am I doing anything today?
No, Mr. Flywheel, not a thing.
Ah, me, the same old grind. Well, Ms. Dimple, to work. What's at the movies this afternoon?
Grand Hotel with John Barrymore.
I'd rather have a small boarding house with Greta Garbo.
Ooh, I love Greta Garbo.
I think she's pretty sweet myself. By the way, Miss Dimple, it's a cold day today. Look in the filing cabinet under W and get me my winter underwear.
Your underwear isn't there, Mr. Flywheel. Your assistant's wearing it today.
Oh, so Ravelli is wearing my underwear. Quick, Miss Dimple, look under the letter X and see if he's taking my extra golf socks.
Your golf socks?
You know, the socks with 18 holes.
They're here, Mr. Flywheel.
Yes, the socks are here, but there's 36 holes in them now.
Isn't that a shame? The rats probably been at them. Mr. Flywheel, this office is alive with them.
Rats? At my age? What are we going to do about it?
Don't you think I better go get some rat biscuits?
Rat biscuit? Nonsense. The rats will eat what we eat and they'll like it. What do you think this is, a rat skeller?
Good morning. I beg your pardon.
What?
I beg your pardon.
I'm sorry, madam, but they don't allow beggars in this building. You'll find the beggary shop right next door. And furthermore, you'll have to leave your dog outside.
Hey, that's a no dog, that's a me, boss.
Oh, so it is you, Ravelli.
Hey, Mr. Flywheel, this lady, she wants to see you.
Is this a detective agency?
A detective agency? Madam, if there's anything in it for me, this is Scotland Yard.
This man told me he was taking me to a detective bureau.
You're a cuckoo, I did not. You're stopping me in the hall. You say you want a detective. I say you go see a flywheel. You say, all right, well, here's a flywheel.
Sir, are you or aren't you a detective? My time is money.
Your time is money? I wonder if you can lend me 10 minutes for lunch or maybe half an hour for the rent.
For the last time, are you a detective?
Madam, for the first time, I am a detective.
You don't look much like a detective to me.
Well, that's the beauty of it. See, I had you fooled already.
This man who brought me in is a detective, too?
Sure, I'm a detective. I prove it. Lady, you lose anything today?
Why, I don't think so. Heavens, my handbag has disappeared.
Here it is.
Where did you find it?
Right here in my pocket.
Isn't he marvelous, madam? He has the nose of a bloodhound, and his other features aren't so good either.
Well, you're just the men I'm looking for.
You're looking for us? Hey, are you a detective?
No, you misunderstood me. You see, my daughter's getting married this afternoon.
Oh, your daughter's getting married.
We're having a big wedding reception, and I want you two men to come out this afternoon and keep an eye on the wedding presents. They're very valuable, and I want to make sure nothing is stolen.
How much you pay us? You know it's a very hard work not to steal nothing.
Would you take $50? I think it would be adequate.
Adequate? I had to quit the last job for taking $50 when the boss wasn't looking.
Very well. $50, but you understand, of course, that you're not to mingle with the guests.
Well, if we don't have to mingle with the guests, we'll do it for $40.
Dear, I must hurry. My daughter can't get married unless I'm there to get her trousseau.
Trousseau? You mean a Robinson trousseau?
Your daughter's marrying Robinson Crusoe today? Monday? Wouldn't she be better off if she married the man Friday?
In order that no one suspects anything, I want you two to dress like my guests.
I'm sorry, madam, but this is the frowsiest suit I've got.
No, you don't understand. I want you to wear a cutaway.
It's no use, lady. I can't wear a cutaway. I got only the pants. Last week I gave the cutaway.
Well, I'll be looking for you this afternoon.
Well, why look for us this afternoon when we're right here right now?
I must hurry along. Goodbye, gentlemen.
Well, boss, I guess we got to find a job.
Revelli, for once I think I've underrated you. From now on, your salary is raised. Hereafter, I'll owe you $20 a week instead of $15.
That's a fine boss. You raise me like that?
Why shouldn't I raise you, Revelli? I've raised pigs.
I hope they got a good food at this wedding.
What do you care? You won't eat anything.
Well, even when I don't get to eat anything, I like the food good.
Jumping Jupiter, Revelli! We're ruined! We're sunk!
What's the matter, boss?
We forgot to ask for the lady's address.
Don't get excited. I know where she lives.
You know where she lives?
Sure I know. I got the address right in here.
In where? Revelli, what have you got there?
I got the lady's handbag.
How do you do, Mr. Flywheel? How do you do, Mr. Revelli? So, you got here at last.
Yes, we had trouble with our car.
Oh, that's too bad. Was it serious?
Not very much. The motorman, he just threw us off.
Well, I'll take you right over to the table where the presents are being displayed.
Madam, before we go into that, permit me to say that you've got the goofiest looking collection of guests at this brawl I have ever hoped to see.
How dare you? Why, my guests are the social lights of the community.
Revelli, let's put out the lights and go to sleep.
Here's my butler. Hives, these are the detectives I spoke to you about.
Oh, so you've been discussing us with the servants behind our backs.
Hives, take these gentlemen's hats and coats and show them where they're going to guard the presents.
Very good, m'lady.
Very good, my eye. Who's going to guard our hats and coats as we guard the presents?
That's right. I don't want to lose this coat. It doesn't belong to me. It belonged to a friend of mine.
Oh, you've got a friend, have you? Where is he?
He is looking for his coat.
Hives, you attend to these gentlemen and show them their duties. I really must fly now.
Happy landing.
Come with me, gentlemen. The presents are over here.
Never mind about the presents. We want to see where is the kitchen.
Such a question, Revelli. What will Hives think of you? Where were you brought up?
Hey, don't you remember? I was brought up in the elevator with you.
Don't mind him, Hives. He hasn't been the same since his hat fell off of a fourth-story window.
His hat fell out of the window, sir, but I don't understand.
Well, unfortunately, he was wearing the hat at the time. Now, Hives, let me get down to business. Have you seen any suspicious-looking characters around here today? That is, besides yourself?
Oh, no, sir. All the guests are close friends of the bride and groom's.
Mm-hmm. By the way, who is that dummy over there in the corner?
That man in the corner? Why, that's the groom, sir.
He just gave me a dirty look. They ought to take him upstairs and give him a bath. Then the bride can have a groom and a bath. If I were the bride, I wouldn't stand for him.
If you were the bride, he wouldn't stand for you.
Now, on these two tables here, gentlemen, are the presents. Please watch them very carefully. I'll have to leave you now.
Revelli, take your hands off that butter dish.
This a butter dish?
Well, that's fine. That's one present they won't steal, unless they bring a broom. Now get to work. You sit in this chair, and I'll watch the presents. And I'll lie down over here and watch you.
That's fine, but who's gonna watch you?
Who's gonna watch me? Yeah, I never thought of that. This job is getting too big for two men.
Hey, what's that noise?
I think there's somebody at the window. You better let him in.
Hey, boss, he's a great big guy. He looks very tough.
Ravelli, open the window. There's nothing to be afraid of. If you need me, I'll be hiding under this table.
All right, boss. I open the window and I ask him what he wants. Hey, big boy, what do you want?
What's the big idea of keeping me out in the cold? Well, I said, what's the big idea?
Well, it's not such a big idea. It's just a little thing I thought up.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, who are you?
Never mind who I am. Who are you guys?
We're a couple detectives.
Oh, you're a couple of detectives. That's a hot one.
Well, I've heard better ones than that, but it's fairly good.
Honest, we're the detectives. If you don't believe us, we'll call her the lady and she prove it.
No. Wait a minute, you smugs. You call the lady and I'll croak ya. I'm giving the old girl a surprise party. But the biggest surprise will come when I blow out of this joint. What are you guys supposed to be doing here?
I'm watching the presents. Flywheel here watching me, but we got no one to watch the flywheel.
Flywheel?
Why, you never heard of me? Flywheel, the old gray fox? The pride of Scotland Yard?
Well, you punks can clear out of here. I'll do the whole thing for you. You won't even have to watch the presents. That's going to be my job. And to show you what kind of a good person I am, I won't charge you guys a cent.
Stranger, I bet you give the fellow the shirt off your back. That's very clean of you. That's more than I can say for the shirt.
Go on, scram, scram. I'll take good care of the presents. Don't worry. I'll handle those presents like they was my own.
Ravelli, that fellow certainly is a prince. Let's hurry out of here before he changes his mind. Come on.
I'm coming. Hey, look out. Here comes the old lady of the house.
Well, gentlemen, why aren't you watching the presents?
We don't have to watch them anymore. We know what they look like.
Why?
You'll pardon us, madam. We are very busy. There's something that must be investigated immediately. I must question the servants at once.
Question the servants? What for?
To find out when we can eat. This is the worst wedding I've ever went to besides my own. Say, how about you and me ducking out of this dump and going someplace else?
Sir, don't you know who I am? I'm the bride.
You're the bride? Well, look here, if you're the bride, why aren't you wearing a train?
I guess she missed the train. That's why she running so fast. That's so good.
You go away or I'll call my father.
I don't want your father. You call another girl and we go away.
I certainly don't know any girls who'll go out with you.
Neither do we. That's why we ask you.
Do you like riddles?
No.
Fine, I'll ask you one. What has eight legs and sings?
I don't know.
Give up? A centipede.
But a centipede has 100 legs.
Yes, but it can't sing.
Listen to me. If you people have been hired for this wedding, then you belong outside. The servants have quarters of their own.
Oh, no, lady. We have just been shooting crap with them, and they don't got no more quarters left.
I've had enough of you two. Kindly get out of my way.
Ravelli, you heard the bride. Get off the bridal path.
Hey, boss. Here comes the old battle axe again. Yeah, she looks pretty mad. I think I better go back and watch the presents.
Oh, so you're gonna walk out on me, huh, Ravelli? All you think about is saving your own face. And I think you're making a big mistake to save it. All right, go on and watch the presents.
All right, boss. I'll see you later.
Why, Mr. Flywheel, I thought you were supposed to be staying in that room with the presents.
Madam, I couldn't stand being alone in that room. I just had to have another look at you. And now that I've had that look, I can hardly wait to go back to the presents.
Oh, Mr. Flywheel, I simply love the things you say.
Oh, Mrs. Brittenhouse, I know you'll think of me as a sentimental old softy, but would you give me a lock of your hair?
Why, Mr. Flywheel?
I'm letting you off easy. I was going to ask for the whole wig.
Well, we'll discuss that later. It's too bad you can't join us now for refreshments. But maybe some evening you'd like to have me for dinner?
Ooh, have you for dinner? Well, if there's nothing better to eat, I wouldn't mind, but personally I'd prefer a can of salmon.
Mrs. Brittenhouse! Mrs. Brittenhouse!
Is there no privacy here?
Why, Hives, what's the matter?
The presents! The presents!
What about the presents?
They're gone! We've been robbed!
Robbed? Quick, find Ravelli!
Here I am, Arabasa. How you making out?
Listen, Ravelli, I thought I told you to watch the presents.
That's just what I was doing.
Well, there you are, Mrs. Brittenhouse. You have nothing to worry about.
But, madam, the presents are gone.
Gone? Mr. Flywheel, if your man was watching the presents, how does it happen that they disappeared?
That. Yeah, that's a very interesting point you brought up, Mrs. Brittenhouse. A very interesting point, Ravelli. Maybe you can elucidate.
Sure, I can elucidate, and if we don't hurry up out of here, I'm gonna elucidate with my girl.
But I hired you men to watch the presents, and now they've disappeared under your very eyes. You couldn't have been watching them. How could it have happened? Answer me! Answer me!
Ravelli, answer the nice lady, and I'll give you a nickel to get yourself a great big box of rat poison. Did you watch the presents?
Boss, I watched them just like a bloodhound. You remember that bigger fella? He come in the room. Well, I watch him.
Yes.
He walk over and pick up the presents, and I watch him.
Yes.
He take them out of the window. He put them on a truck, and I watch him.
Yes.
But when the truck drives away, then I cannot watch him no more.
You're a genius. And now, Mrs. Brittenhouse, how about our $50?
Law offices of Flywheel, Shyston, Flywheel. You want to speak to Mr. Flywheel? He's in his private office. Here's Mr. Ravelli. You can talk to him.
Hello, you want to speak to Mr. Flywheel? You cannot talk to him now. He's in a conference. Who's with him? Nobody. He's just practicing. Goodbye.
Oh, Mr. Ravelli. Mr. Flywheel wants to see you. Why? Mr. Ravelli. What happened to your hand? Those are bandages.
Oh, it's Mr. Flywheel's fault. Yesterday, I come into work at 3 o'clock, and the boss, he gets mad. He tells me I gotta come in early and punch the clock. Well, I punched it.
You punched the clock with your fist?
Only once, Miss Dimp. The boss wants me to punch it again at 5 o'clock, but I no do it. I'll hit it with a stick.
Excuse me, Mr. Ravelli. There's the mailman.
Good morning. Let's see. Oh, just one letter this morning. It's for Mr. Flywheel.
Thank you.
Hey, mailman, I think you got a couple of letters for me.
Letters for you, huh? What's your name?
My name is on the letters.
What letters?
Any letters. Letters in tomato, letters in gentleman, or... Maybe you got some step letters.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Is that a so? Well, you don't know what I'm talking about either.
Good day. Miss Nipple, did I just hear the postman?
Yes, Mr. Flywheel.
Bring him in and we'll play post office. Oh, there you are, Ravelli. I thought I sent you over to Western Union to find out the correct time.
Oh, I found out at the time this morning. Here, I put it down on this piece of paper. The big hand was on 9 o'clock and the little hand was on 7. I think it was 12:30. But the clock wasn't running.
It wasn't running? Why didn't you tell me? I have money betting on that clock. Pretty slow thinking, Ravelli. Isn't there anything you're quick at?
Sure, I get tired quick. Boss, I don't sleep so good at night.
That's strange. You sleep well enough during the day.
Last night I was walking in my sleep all night long and I'm very tired.
You walked in your sleep? Well, there's a remedy for that. Next time you go to bed, take carfare with you.
But I got to know carfare. I got to know nothing. You never pay me. Boss, I want my money.
You want your money? You mean you want my money?
Mr. Flywheel, you owe me 300 bucks, and I got to have it.
Well, let's see what I've got. 50, 60, 80, 85, 90, a dollar. Nope, only got a dollar.
That's fine, I'll take it.
I'm sorry, Ravelli, but this happens to be Miss Dimple's purse. But I'll tell you what I'll do. I haven't got the $300, so I'll give you the business instead, and I'll work for you.
You will work for me? How am I going to pay your salary?
Well, as soon as you owe me $300, you can give me back the business, and then we can work for me again.
That's a fine. Then we got to put my name on the door.
You're a fine businessman, Ravelli. It costs $2 to change the name on the door, but we can change your name for nothing. So let's see, Flywheel, Shyster, and Flywheel. I'm both Flywheels, and Shyster doesn't belong to the firm.
Then what's his name on there for?
Well, Shyster ran away with my wife, and I put his name on the door as a token of my gratitude. Say, why can't you use Shyster's name?
Alright, I change my name. From now on, I'm Shyster Ravelli.
Come in.
Heavens, it's a policeman.
You're in the wrong place, officer. The speakeasy is on the floor above.
I don't care about any speakeasy. I want to know, does a man named Ravelli work here?
I'm a Ravelli.
Well, I've got summons for you.
Ah, summons coming over to our house.
I tell you, I'm here to serve a summons.
I don't want any.
See here, I came to get Ravelli.
Get me? What do you want me for? I not done nothing.
I'll vouch for that, officer. He hasn't done anything since the day I hired him. Please don't take him away. He's all I have. And that gives you a pretty fair idea of how hard I've had it.
Enough of this. I arrest you in the name of the law.
In the name of the law? You got the wrong fella. My name's Ravelli.
Yes, and it's you I'm taking to jail.
Where are the charges, officer? And don't make them too high. I left my wallet in my other trousers, and I've got my other trousers on.
Oh, you want to know what the charges are? Well, I'll tell you. Here, read them for yourself and hurry up, because the wagon's waiting downstairs.
Listen to this, Ravelli. This is good. 1. Insulting women on Pine Street. 2. Fighting in the street. 3. Insulting women on 7th Street. 4. Obstructing traffic. 5. Insulting women on Central Avenue and hurling a brick through a glass window. 6. Resisting an officer. 7. Insulting women on Broadway and Main Street. Ravelli, have you got anything to say for yourself?
You betcha I have, boss. He got all the streets wrong.
Jailer, I'd like to speak to the warden.
Come right in, Mrs. Van Regal. He is expecting you.
How do you do, warden?
Hello, Miss Van Regal. We haven't seen you here in quite a while.
Well, this isn't the only social service work I do, you know. The Christmas charities took all my time. Are there any new prisoners I might be able to help with?
Well, we do have a man here named Ravelli. He's been with us a week, and he comes up for trial on Monday. We don't seem to be able to manage him.
Why not let me talk to him?
Well, he might be a little dangerous, but if you want to talk to him, it's okay by me. He's right down this corridor.
Happy days are here again.
Stop that!
Boo! Oh, awful!
Lie down. Here again.
Ravelli. See here, Ravelli. This kind lady is here to help you.
Yes, to help you lead a new life.
I don't want a new life. I'm not through with the old one yet.
You poor misguided soul. Perhaps I can show you the light.
See what we're up against, Miss Van Regal. Still, if you feel like you can do anything for him, you just go right ahead. If you want me, I'll be right there in my office.
That's fine, and if you want me, warden, I'll be right here.
You unfortunate man. Why are you in jail? What did you do?
I no do nothing, lady. Two men were fighting. I don't even know them.
They put you in jail because two strange men were fighting?
Yeah, they was a fighting with me.
Did they start the fight?
Sure, they started the fight. They started right after I throw the brick. Happy days are here again.
Please, your case interests me. Do you think you've inherited your criminal tendencies from your father?
No, lady, my father still got his.
I don't quite understand. Perhaps I ought to get in touch with your parents. What are their names?
Their names? Mama and Papa. Happy days are here again.
You sound as though you like being in jail.
Like it? Lady, I love it. I eat, I sleep, I eat. I don't get to see my boss. Nobody bothers me. Well, till you come here. Hey, why you's got to come here for?
Why, I came here to help you.
You wanna help me? All right, you sing a tenor. Happy days are here again.
You can't come in here. Ravelli's got one visitor already.
Now see here, flunky. Flywheel's not the habit of keeping out of jail. Out of my way or I'll break you. Ravelli! Ravelli, where are you?
Is it a flywheel? Tell him I'm out.
I heard you, Ravelli. You're out to me, eh? Me, who went to the trouble and expense of getting you a beautiful chocolate cake and carrying it through crowded streets and streetcars. Ravelli, there's only one thing I can say to you.
What's that, boss?
I'm glad I ate the cake myself.
That's a fine. I don't like the cake you get from a lawyer.
What kind of cake are you talking about?
A chocolate lawyer cake.
Ravelli, I ought to let you stay here, but having you in jail is a disgrace to the firm of Flywheel, Shyster, and Flywheel. Having you out of jail is disgrace enough.
I wash my hands of the whole case.
That's fine. You can wash your neck, too.
Oh, a lady, if you see the warden, tell him I've got a jigsaw puzzle with me. It's for the man who cut up his wife. Now, Ravelli, about getting you out.
Go away, boss. I like it here. Happy days are here again.
You like it here? After the way they treat you? You live here, and look at the size of your room. The warden has a room 10 times as big, and he only works here. Ravelli, the style you're living in is hardly becomes a man worth $5,000.
I'm worth $5,000?
Well, that's what the Albany police are offering.
The Albany police is offering $5,000 for me? They got us some noive, the Boston police.
What do you mean, the Boston Bulls?
That's the same thing. They are offering $7,000, dead or alive. But they no fool of me, because I know if they are dead, they can't pay.
They're offering $7,000? Say, that isn't bad. I think I'll take it. On second thought, maybe we ought to shop you around a little. Were you ever in Chicago?
Sure, I opened a little business there.
You opened up a business?
Yeah, I opened up a little bank when the watchman wasn't looking.
Well, that's splendid. I'll give you up to the Chicago police, but I won't take a cent less than $9,000.
You gonna give me up? Say, if they wanna pay $9,000, I give myself up.
There you go, thinking only of yourself when there's money and glory enough for both of us. Here's what we'll do. First, I'll get you out of this jail. We're only wasting your time. Then I'll turn you over to the Chicago police, which will be a pleasure, and we'll split the reward three ways. $3,000 for me, $3,000 for you, $3,000 for the fellow who gives you up, which by a strange coincidence turned out to be me. What are you laughing at?
The last friend of mine that gave me up, I only got the $20.
Ravelli, a real good friend would give you up for nothing.
Hey ye, hey ye! The municipal court is now in session and stands until adjournment. Silence in court. His Honor, the judge.
Good morning, judge.
Oh, good morning, bailiff.
Good morning, judge.
Court is now convened for the third day of trial of Emmanuel Ravelli. Mr. District Attorney, will you proceed with the case?
Your Honor, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the state rests.
No, the state rests, does it? I suppose you expect me to do all the work while you're resting. Your Honor, this whole trial has been a sham, a mockery, a hollow mockery.
I know that the song, Mockery.
What song?
You know, Mockery. Mother Mockery.
There you are, Judge. I changed my plea to insanity.
That's a fine, boss. You look a little bit crazy.
Counselor Flywheel, the court cannot accept a change of plea at this time. The state has produced 3 witnesses who saw Ravelli fighting and insulting women.
That's nothing, Judge. I can get 3,000 witnesses who didn't see him fighting and insulting women.
Counselor Flywheel, are your witnesses ready?
No, Your Honor, and that's my complaint. There are only 3 of my witnesses here, and I paid for 8.
So, you were tampering with witnesses? Did you give them anything?
Sure, he gave them a temper.
He gave them what?
Temper. Temper said to what they asked.
Your Honor, I move you strike that from the record.
Stenographer, strike that from the record.
Hey, boss, that's 2 strikes. 1 more strike and I'm out.
Gentlemen, the court warns you that it will tolerate no more of your insolence. Ravelli, will you take the stand?
Where should I take it, Judge?
Mr. Flywheel, will you put your client on the stand?
Okay, Judge, but remember, you brought it on yourself. Ravelli, get up on that chair.
Thanks, boss, but I can see all right from where I am.
Ravelli, step up to the stand.
All right, I go.
Emmanuel Ravelli, you're about to be sworn in. Raise your right hand.
Why should I raise my hand? I don't have to leave the room.
Put that hand up. Now, do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I gotta speak it to my lawyer first.
The answer is yes or no.
All right, no.
Order, order.
Hey, Judge, what's the idea of making so much noise? That's a fine business, an old man like you playing with a little hammer.
Counselor Flywheel, please proceed with the examination.
Ravelli, who did, where were you on the night of December 5th?
What do you mean, who did, where were you?
I'm in a hurry, I'm asking two questions at once.
Counselor Flywheel, for a member of the bar, your conduct is most unbecoming.
Unbecoming? Do you think it would be more becoming if I wore a shirt?
Counselor, will you please proceed to the examination?
Very well, Judge, I'll go on with the examination, but you know, you don't have to be so cross about it. After all, this isn't the cross-examination. Ravelli, name three presidents of the United States.
You're no fool of me, boss. There's only one president of the United States. Your Honor, the state objects to these irrelevant questions. Why doesn't Counselor Flywheel ask the defendant whether he insulted those women?
Don't be so silly. That question is too easy. Crafty old Flywheel has his own way of working. Watch him trap his witness. Ravelli? Take a number 1 to 10.
11.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I ask you to pay attention to my closing speech. You can pay a little now and the balance when the speech is delivered. Gentlemen, all that Ravelli wants is vindication.
Hey, boss, I don't want a vindication. I just want to win the case.
See that, gentlemen? It's been my lifelong ambition to win a case. And you see what I'm stuck with? Give me a break, fellas, will you? Convict him the next time he comes in here when he's got another lawyer. Let me tell you Ravelli's life story. From the time of his first crime at the age of 9... he has been arrested 34 times, but the convictions number only 33, proving conclusively, gentlemen, that he is a good boy, but that he has bad friends. Now, don't misunderstand, his criminal record is not altogether bad. In the San Quentin prison, he won first place in the stone-crushing event. When he graduated from there, he went to Sing Sing. He left during the great jailbreak, and I mean it was a great break for the jail when he left. And why did he go to Sing Sing, gentlemen? He went to Sing Sing only because he likes music.
Happy days are here again.
Ravelli, will you do me a favor and stick your head under the judge's gavel? The state told you that Ravelli went to the penitentiary for 3 years. That's a malicious lie. He escaped after the second week. He wouldn't have stayed that long, but he was crazy about the meals.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, as presiding judge, I instruct you to retire and bring back a verdict of guilty or not guilty.
Your Honor, we the juries have already reached a verdict. We pronounce the defendant, Emmanuel Ravelli, not guilty.
Ha ha! Congratulate me, Ravelli. I guess I'm pretty good, huh?
Gentlemen of the jury, I find your verdict most unsatisfactory. I discharge you without thanks.
Now just a minute, Judge. You can't discharge these jurors. I pay for them myself. And that, audience, was Flywheel, Shyster, and Flywheel, three original plays with the Marx Brothers from the 1930s. Joining me in the studio was Mary Leong and Kenny Hertling. This has been the Cary Playwrights Forum Radio Hour. I'm your host, Christian O'Neill. Good night, and break a leg.